Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ray Fittipaldo joins from the Post-Gazette. He covers the Steelers. We were just talking about a fake wedding. Ray's sister had a very real wedding that set the cookie record in North America. Ray,
that's right.
How many cookies did your sister have at her wedding?
I don't know. It keeps growing every time we bring it up. So I don't know. What are we, 25,000 though?
That's what I heard. 25,000 at the Fez.
I thought it was 30.
Yes. All right, Steelers, Mike Tomlin, what he said yesterday was rather interesting stuff, I guess. He says we could shift some personnel, but what personnel is there to change? Witherspoon in for Pierre, maybe? There's not some personnel there to make some wide-swathing changes, right?
No, there just isn't. I mean, you look at the way this roster is constructed, big salaries at, you know, with TJ and with Ben and Cam. I mean, there's just not a lot of quality depth to be had here. And, you know, you could have had Robert Spillane in there for Bush, you know, but that's kind of out the window now. Mike indicated he's not going to play this week. Here are a couple things that, you know, they could look at this week. Zach Banner goes in at right tackle. Then you make a choice. Does Chooks start over Dan Moore at left tackle, or do you stick with Dan Moore? And then also, you know, he talked about the deploying of personnel and how they have to look at that. So maybe Derek Watt gets some more run as a fullback, and maybe you actually look at schematics in addition to your personnel. But honestly, you know, other than what you mentioned with Witherspoon and Pierre on defense, I just don't know if there's a lot you can do right now.
He seemed fairly, I guess the word's resigned, Ray, to this team's fate yesterday. You know, laughing a couple times when people ask, like, what's the fix, or can you do better at this or that? And it just struck me that to build off of Colin's point about the personnel changes, there's not much you can do with this team right now. They are what they are.
Yeah, and listen, you know, I feel like we should keep mentioning it, but it's not an excuse. But this team has been injured, and they're going to be injured for this game. So they have to find a way to overcome. Look at the Baltimore Ravens. They have overcome injuries all season. They lost their entire running backs room, basically, in training camp, and they're 7-3, and they're still finding ways to win. That's what good teams do. And for whatever reason, this team hasn't done it. You know, there's a lack of identity, I think, on offense and defense. And this was building throughout the last couple of weeks, but I think you really saw it in the Cincinnati game. This team lacks physicality, and they lack fight. And when you don't have those two things and you're fighting an uphill battle talent-wise, then you're really in trouble. And, you know, 41-10, I never thought I would see it with this team and specifically with this defense, but that's where they are right now.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Ray Fittipaldo, we love him. He works for the Post-Gazette, and he talks to us once a week. What do you make of Brian McFadden on our show, and then on social media, Vince Williams, both alluding to, not even alluding to, getting right to the heart of the matter and saying, lay off of Devin Bush. There's an emotional issue happening with him right now.
I did see Vince's tweets yesterday. I have to be honest with you. I don't know what McFadden said, but in terms of, you have to explain that to me.
Well, he echoed pretty much what Vince Williams said, that there could be some deeper things happening, and you don't know how tough it is to come back from an injury and not be able to go ahead and produce the way you used to, and it weighs on your mind, and things become it starts physical and can become mental, and I think we don't realize that the man in the arena shouldn't have everybody kind of coming at him as hard as they're coming at him.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there is some truth to that. You know, these ACL recoveries are different for different people. You know, that's been medically proven. You know, the concerning thing for me, though, is when you talk to coaches and you talk to others who know the game, and that reading and reacting part isn't there. So just take out the physical aspect of it, right? You know, and I think Vince also mentioned he could be and should be playing, I forget what the exact words were, but with more passion or, you know, something along those lines. Should be playing harder, I think, is what was at the root of one of those tweets. That's the concerning thing for me. I mean, I hope for Devin's sake that, you know, 18, 24 months out, he is much better, because that would mean he would have a long professional football career. But the lack of his ability to process the game right now, and, you know, Mike again said yesterday, it's because he only has X number of games under his belt. But, you know, Mike also mentioned this player yesterday who's has much less experience and seems to be doing very well, Patrick Queen out of LSU, who's fit right into that Baltimore defense and looks really, really good. That game was awful on Sunday night between the Ravens and the Browns, but Patrick Queen really stood out. So that's the type of player the Steelers need. Maybe Devin Bush was going to be that before the injury, but he's not that now.
Steelers insider Ray Fittipaldo, he covers them for the Post-Gazette with us here on the Fan Morning Show. So if you can't do much personnel-wise, you're not going to change your schemes and systems with 6 weeks left to go, could Mike Tomlin be well served by maybe embracing some of that criticism he's gotten from recent Steelers like Ryan Clark, McFadden on our show, Arthur Motes, Chris Hoke, all these people embracing it and telling guys, listen, this is the week. It's Ravens week. Go a little homecoming rah-rah if you have to, and remind these guys, you know, have one of these old Steelers talk to these guys, even if it's over Zoom, and say, listen, this is the week to turn your season around. Is there anything left in that motivational tactic right now, Ray?
I don't know if you need it for guys like Cam Hayward and, you know, some of the other guys who are
right,
who are good pros. But, you know, maybe some of these other guys actually do need that. And I want to bring up one example, because I think what Ryan Clark said, what all those guys, Chris Hoke, Rocky Blyer, I think they were getting to, you know, they were saying what's the root of the problem here. And I 100% agree with them. There was a play, I don't know if you guys remember, where Pat Freiermuth caught a short pass. He was out of bounds, and Trey Hendrickson clearly pushed him out of bounds.
It would have been a penalty on the Steelers sideline. It was on the other sideline, so it wasn't.
Right.
I firmly believe if it was on the Steelers sideline and people went crazy, there would have been a penalty.
So here's my point with that. Take the officials out of it. There was no response from the Steelers whatsoever. And I, you know, Pat Freiermuth, he's probably afraid to get a penalty.
Right. 10 years ago, 15 Steelers would have ran over there.
Yep, it's exactly my point. There was no pushback whatsoever, and I feel like the Bengals were emboldened before that, and they were certainly emboldened after that, and they just bullied the Steelers all over the field. It's just, there is zero fight.
I agree.
Right now.
I watched that play, and I said, Pouncey, DeCastro, and Ramon Foster would have been on those guys before Freiermuth hit the ground.
I mean, if you're a Steelers fan this week and something like that happens, I would applaud a 15-yard penalty just because I know, hey, they're actually engaged in the game right now, and they're actually going to show some fight.
Does that loop back, though? Like, you talk about this being valuable maybe to the younger guys, the reinforcement of, hey, it's Ravens week, and this is how we play, and tough and physical and all that. But then on the other hand, we've got the second round draft pick from last year talking about playing music in practice. Like, is that the kind of reinforcement that these guys need to be reminded that, I think as Ryan Clark or someone else put it, just because you put on the Steelers jersey doesn't mean you put on that ethos, that blue collar work ethic. I'm going to go out there and kill myself for this team if I have to. That happens by virtue of putting it into practice, not just slipping on a certain color jersey.
Yeah, I mean, that was disgraceful what Claypool not only what he said, which was disgraceful, but the timing of it and, you know, not being able to sort of read the mood in the room sort of thing. I just don't know what to say about that. You know, all this stuff about these young guys coming into the league and you have to acquiesce to them and they need to have cell phone breaks. No, tough. No, we're going to do it the way we did it 15, 20 years ago when we were winning Super Bowls. And I don't care if I draft you in the second round. If you don't adapt, then you're not going to be here after 4 years. So, I'm probably as sick about that as anything that I've heard in quite some time. And I know some others have made their thoughts known about that as well, guys who are on the team, and I agree with them as well.
You think Najee Harris is happy right now?
Above and beyond the 41-10 drubbing, I know he wanted the ball on that San Diego game or the LA game and on the goal line, and he didn't get it. But no, he can't be happy. What's he have? 18 carries or 16 carries the last two games? His line isn't doing a great job in front of him, so they got to find a way to get that turned around. He is an impact player who's not making an impact now for a lot of reasons.
But aren't he and Freiermuth indicative, I guess, Ray, of the fact that not every young guy that comes into the league has to have that like you said, cell phone break mentality and it's always got to be fun? Like, those guys strike me by virtue of the fact that they're probably just as upset as the
and
veteran
Green.
Leaders.
Green will work, too.
Yeah, they're just as upset as the veteran leaders who vocalized it on Sunday, Cam Hayward and T.J. Watt, those guys seem like the... It almost flies counterintuitively to the fact that Claypool is taken in the draft a year before them, but those guys seem more like they're built more as future Steelers leaders than him.
I absolutely 100% agree with you. Some of those guys who are 2 and 3 and 4 year vets, they should go work 12 and 14 hours a day like Najee is. Stay late, do whatever you can to help out your football team. I agree with you. Those young guys are guys to build around, and they're going to be a part of the solution. The Steelers got to find a way to weed out or to change the culture with some of the other guys. I'm not saying there's 10 guys like Chase Claypool, but there are probably more than just one, two. And if they can't change them, if they can't teach them the Steelers way, then they're probably going to have to rid themselves of those contracts in the coming years here, I would say.
All right, before we let you go, one fun one. Did you have little Paul Fittipaldo throwing salt out there on the driveway yesterday morning, Ray?
I did not. We didn't get much snow out here, but that day's coming soon, you know. Years old, pretty soon he's going to be taking away the snow shoveling and the grass cutting duties away from me.
From old man Ray. Did you buy your salt yet, Ray?
I think I have some left over from last year, so I have held off.
Okay, good job. Good job by you. Just want always be remember preparing to fail, failing to prepare,
right,
all
that
kind
thing.
Of stuff,
yeah.
Ray. All right, thank you much. We'll talk next week.
All right, guys, talk to you.
Thanks, Ray.
Take it easy. Ray's going to eat some Buckeyes and he's gonna eat some Pitzels. He's a big Christmas cookie guy. Oh, Ray is.
I mean, you can't beat the Pitzel corner of a. Of a cookie day.
Yeah, I like it. Oh,
just keep the anise big, ones
big
away
pizza.
From
I'll eat them all. I like them all. One thing that Mike Tomlin said, he said a couple quizzical things yesterday. One thing I just can't wrap my head around, and that's you'll hear that coming up next, and coming up in just a couple minutes. I'll tell you, there is one thing that I keep seeing on social media. You know, I log on to the text line when I get into work. I guess I'll tell the story in a couple minutes. But one thing I've seen from a couple different people, and it's seemingly every morning. And I just wonder if truly people feel this way in Pittsburgh about people who right now are critical of the Pittsburgh Steelers. We dive into all that coming up in just a few minutes. All right, back to it real quick. Before we get into something that I've seen on the text line just too much, and I wonder if it's true or not. But first, listen to Mike Tomlin from yesterday. This one, it's a real head-scratcher.
Can we assume, or are you assuming at this point, that Stephon Tuitt will not be back this year? You know, I am not. And to be honest with you, I hadn't given it a lot of thought, man. I don't have a six-week perspective. I have a Raven week perspective. You know, he won't be available to us this week. And so the people that have my attention are those that will be. We'll continue to monitor his progress. And when he gets close, I have an update for you guys.
Okay. We've gone from you have to be delicate with this situation to now elongated period of time where I think it's okay to ask questions. And Dale Lawley asking the question there, and it's a very fair question. And then now it's almost cryptic, like the news that's coming out. And if I have an update, I'll pass it along. It's a different workplace, not where you and I work or where some guy works at an insurance place. There's not media there to ask questions all the time, okay? So you're not afforded that same right of privacy, even though you kind of are at the very end of the day. But there's not a panel of people questioning you. That's why the questions come up, because it's just how it is. I'm at the point where I don't want to say there should be more transparency, but I think a lot of Steeler fans are just simply saying, what the hell's going on?
Well, I'd just like to know, is it an injury thing? Is it just the injury thing? Is he still dealing with off-field issues plus the injury thing? Like, what has, because if it's just the injury thing, this does actually loop back on something. It loops back on, well, how was it treated in the first place? Because we were originally led to believe it wasn't much to be concerned with. Am I mistaken? Like, when this first popped up, the injury thing with Stephon Tuitt, I don't think anybody said, yeah, he's going to be out the season. Like, that wasn't even discussed. So is something being hidden from us? Is it something that we don't need to know about? Like I said, an off-field issue? Shed light where you're allowed to shed light. Just a little bit more, and we won't be all left out here speculating and wondering about what the hell's going on.
It feels like, you know, there's nothing that's been as bizarre as this.
Mm-mm.
Other than Jason Worlds just deciding one day to walk away.
But at least Jason Worlds was like, you know what? I think I'm done. See ya. Bye.
Right.
And it was done and over with. This is dragging out for months now.
I'm starting to wonder if he's ever going to play football again.
I don't know.
And But like with Mike Tomlin, I don't know if he has answers beyond the answers that he's given. Like, I don't know if he's protecting. I honestly don't feel like he's protecting someone anymore. I don't feel like he's not letting people in on the information. I think that Mike Tomlin may be in the same boat we're in.
Than something.
The only thing he knows different is whether it's something that is a mental health issue or a physical issue. And I can understand him not outlining one of those two things. But I think that might be the only thing more that Mike Tomlin knows than us.
But I think, and look, I understand, if Stephon Tuitt is telling them, please don't tell people that I'm dealing with some sort of, I'm going to go down this road for just a minute, for instance. If he's dealing with some sort of mental health issue, like you talked about, and Stephon Tuitt doesn't want to share that with the public, okay, fine. Then maybe we arrive with where we're at. But, you know, I'll use Calvin Ridley as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin Ridley stepped away from the team for weeks, and it didn't help. It didn't do the Falcons any favors, right? It's still not doing the Falcons any favors. But people were told about it, and it's actually something that a lot of people looked at and said, okay, well, this is actually a good example for people to take forward, that you can, even in the world, tough guy world of football, you can take a step away for a mental health issue. And again, I don't want to push Stephon Tuitt to share more than he wants to share, but If that's the case, that's the only way I see us arriving, I guess, at the point that we're at.
Well,
that it is some issue like that he doesn't want to share.
Either way, whatever it is, it's going on 6 months, a person is still getting paid, and there's no information.
Right. And if it is strictly an injury issue now, then I would think Mike Tomlin would have more information to share. Like, hey, he's still, you know, he's working back from an injury, and we're hopeful that at some point we'll be able to have him back, but right now he's still not there. Something more than, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, right.
So he's at the point where he's pushed Stephon Tuitt so far out of mind that he's not even thinking about him at this point.
I saw something in a store last night that I couldn't believe, and I guess it's more common than I thought. I'll tell you what that is before the hour's out. And coming up next, I see this on the text line just about every morning when I get in here. Just about every single morning, at least a couple times a day. And I'll tell you this thought from some Steeler fans. I don't think they're accurate, but you tell me if you think that they are.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You know, so I get in here, I fire up the text line. I can tell exactly who was working the night before, if there was a pit game or not, if there's all kind of angry texts to Zeiss.
Right.
Or not. I could sit, go back and scroll through, and I do that for some ideas to see what the feedback is, to see. You got to read the room. You know,
sure.
take a lesson from
see what people have been talking about.
Chase Claypool, read the room. Make sure you're not tone deaf about things. And I go and I do that every morning when I get in here, and after I start to plan a couple things, just read the room. You know, one thing that I see more often than I thought I'd ever see this year, as the Steelers have ebbed and flowed and gone back and forth, and especially after losses and the week after losses, the morning after, if you will, is Steeler fans are spoiled. And it's not the same number that's texting again and again and again, because we got some jokers that'll text the same thing. You know, you can see what line, text line, what number it's coming from. Steeler fans are spoiled. And you know, I take everything and look at it and say, I value everyone's opinion, so let me think about that for a little bit, no matter how off the wall it seems to be, unless it's like a personal attack, I don't even deal with it. But then I like to think about everyone's opinion. And so I tried to think about it, and we had a discussion, you and I did, because I presented that to you this morning. Steeler fans are spoiled. Are Steeler fans really spoiled if the last time they saw a Super Bowl victory was in the year 2009 after the 08 season? How old... Think about, you could be a 17-year-old kid. Go with that. You could be a 17-year-old kid.
You could be you could be an adult right now. You could be a full-fledged adult. You could be 18, right? In your freshman year of college, okay? And you might not remember the last Super Bowl victory or parade because you would have been 6 then. I mean, that's not spoiled. That's me or you in the late 80s, early 90s, being told all the time about what it was like in the late 70s and never getting to experience it ourselves, right?
Right.
We are now 30 years down the road, and again, I make that comparison all the time to the late 80s, early 90s, end of the Knoll era, beginning of the Cowher era, because it feels like we are in a lot of the same lanes now, again, 30 years later. And that includes where, you know, I remember talking to my family down south in Texas and Louisiana when I was a little kid. And they're like, oh, you're a Steelers fan. You guys win. No, I was born in 1979, the fall of 1979. I haven't seen the Steelers win.
Are we really that spoiled that since 18 it's 9-6-1, 8-8, 12-4 after then a big collapse, and 5-5-1 right now? Are we really that spoiled?
If you're 18 years old, the farthest you've seen the Pittsburgh Steelers progress that you can really remember is a conference championship game where they got handled by the Patriots, right? You're not spoiled. You want to have your own parade. You want to have your own championship.
Are you really that spoiled that in the last five playoff games, you've seen them beat the Dolphins with Matt Moore, beat the Kansas City Chiefs with a bunch of field goals, and lose to the Patriots, the Jaguars, and the Browns? Are you really that spoiled?
I don't think so.
When I see that, I don't want to have a knee jerk, and that's why I want to go ahead and talk this through, because there are two sides to it. There are definitely people who feel that way. Man, you've had such a run of success. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. It's a capped league, and so it's not there should be a bounce back.
Here's where I'll say you can describe yourself if you're a Steelers fan. And I've made mention of this when we talk about Penguins fans being spoiled in the past, right? You can consider yourself not spoiled, because spoiled makes it sound like you're not grateful for anything at all, right? But you can find your expectations have been spoiled a bit, because you are a fan of a team that is constantly, always, every August, in someone's conversation about contending for a championship, right? Even if they're not totally, if it's not totally validated, people talk about your team all the time and them being not just competitive, but being a playoff team every single year. So you come to just those expectations. I don't want to say you become numb to it, but you do to a certain extent. We become numb to, oh, we're going to the playoffs. Great. Okay. That's supposed to happen. So your expectations can get a little bit spoiled. But to say that Steeler fans on the whole are spoiled by what we've seen over the last 10 to 12 years, I would have to disagree with that. Because over the last 10 to 12 years, at least again, in my opinion, it's been no better than those 10 to 12 years that we got between the last Super Bowl of the 70s in the beginning of the Cowher era.
No, I agree with you. Scotty's in Boise. Scotty, good morning to you. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call, man.
Certainly.
Hey,
yeah.
A few things I just wanted to touch on. You know, I was thinking maybe Kevin Colbert maybe needs to go. You know, I don't really, you know, think anything that he's done is real special the past few years with these draft picks. Couple other things I just want to mention, and I'm going to listen to you guys off the air, okay? Pittsburgh winning 8 or 9 games this year is only going to kill us in the draft, okay? I'm not saying they should go out and lose games, but they're not a Super Bowl team this year. Also, their line is really bad. We all know this. But Bush and Edmonds are just god-awful, okay? And one last thing, and I'm going to listen to you off the air, guys, is Edmonton and the Penguins tonight, man. That's going to be a great game.
There it is.
That's only like 12 hours north.
Call, I know. Guys. Scotty
it's,
and Boise.
It's only like 12 hours north
you
of you,
Scotty. Watch that game at a regular time.
Yeah.
So
enjoy,
thank you much.
Enjoy the potato bowl. It's 3 weeks from
is entitled today. The right word or not?
Maybe that's it. Yeah, I mean, you can become entitled.
But they told us they're supposed to be good every year. That's different. That's different than Jacksonville stinking.
Oh,
that's different than the Jets stinking. Like, I'm told every year by the coach, by the owner, by the general manager, that the expectation, and so if that's their expectation, why shouldn't it be mine?
No, and that's fair. I think of entitled in this way, right? Like, I get mad at my kids sometimes because they just expect that they're going to, you know, get, for example, a new pair of spikes for baseball or softball in the spring, right? Whereas I wore the same ones for 2 or 3 years in a row when I was a kid because we just didn't have the money for it. That's entitled, right? You come to expect something. So it's not necessarily spoiled. Spoiled is, like I said, you're no longer appreciative of what you have. And that's why I don't think spoiled applies here, because they don't have enough to be spoiled if you're a Steelers fan right now. Entitled, yeah, I think that's probably more accurate because you go into every year with the hope and the belief that the organization has done everything they can to set it up for a run of some sort. And when you see that not come to fruition, or you can see for yourself with the naked eye before the season even starts that that's not realistic, then yeah, you are disappointed And it's the road to disappointment is much shorter here than it is in places like you said, Jacksonville or Atlanta or Arizona.
Right.
You know, our road to disappointment is very short.
Yes. All right. Coming up next, I had to stop at the store to buy a little bit of, I had to buy some cough drops, a little bit of cold medicine, a little cold running through our house, whatever. And I saw something at the drugstore yesterday that I said, I did not know they made that. And I can't believe people actually buy this. And I'll let you know what that is coming up next here on the Fan Morning Show. All right, I liken it to this. You know, every college town has that pizza place where they'll have, like, the Beast Pizza or something like that, where it essentially comes in a box that's as big as a car hood. Mm. You know what I'm talking about? Like, 108-slice pizza.
Yeah, there's that. Or, you know, the place that you just have to go to when you're hammered at the end of the night.
Like, well, no, I'm thinking size.
Size-wise?
In this
okay.
instance. Like, a gigantic, where they have, they pretty much move it around with a shovel, like a snow shovel. They right. reach in there, like, you can get this for, you know, 17 of your friends.
Like Uncle Buck flipping pancakes.
A gigantic one. So, in that vein, I'm walking through the drugstore last night. I need a little mucin. I dropped my daughter off in an activity, and I have like an hour until she's finished with it. So, I went to the drugstore because I need a little mucinex. I'm a little stuffed up there. I stopped in there, got that and some cough drops, and I'm getting a water, and I'm walking through the drugstore, and to the right of me, I see something in the end cap that I go, well, that's just too big. It's like a fake one.
Okay.
That's a fake box of chocolates. It's fake. It's too big. Whitman's sampler.
Oh, the old school Whitman
made
sampler.
Since 1842. I took a picture of it. Uh-huh. 1842. And I look at it, and I'm like, it's taking up too much. And I start to peer at it a little closer. 72 pieces.
72?
72 little compartments. 72 little of those nooks where there's a grid and a legend and a map. And is it coconut? Mm-hmm. Is it cherry? Is it peanut butter?
It's a lot of chocolate.
72. Who the hell buys this? So I put it out on social media. On Facebook, I think I did. And I got responses that were like, this is a family tradition every year. We buy this thing and we split it up amongst us. Or, man, I couldn't believe there was I thought it was almost like a spoof gift. This is a big thing for people.
How big was it? Like, compared to the size of this computer monitor in front of me right now.
Oh, bigger than that.
Bigger
two of
than
those.
That.
Two of those.
So, like, both of these.
Two computer monitors put together.
Wow.
It's as big as a flag. It's as big as that thing right there. However big. So probably
like a good almost two feet wide.
Probably 18 inches by 12 by 18.
Jeez.
The box of chocolates was.
The problem too is that's going to sit around and just get
you're
gonna eat one every day for the next 6 weeks.
Right. Like what's the audience? Is that for a party? Is that for you to just have? And have
know.
One 72 days.
I remember my mom would get the small box, right?
Yes, with
around
like
the holidays. Well, it was probably more than that. Probably like 20 or so. Like it was probably, I'm guessing like maybe like 10 inches by like maybe 6 to 8 inches. Like it was a decent sized box. And it had two layers, I think, to it too. Like it had the little crinkly plastic thing in between the layers.
Text here. I saw that box. You need a full size pickup and a trailer hitch just to haul it home. yes. No. Now, okay. In that vein, though, producer Matt, jump in here too. What's the when you see that thing, that one, that the one with all the little holes, the little parts? What's the chocolate thing you go for? You get first draft pick here. The drafts are real; they're real fashionable on talk radio, right?
Yes.
If you go for that, and that's that big box of chocolate, we got to do a draft. Soon.
We do.
We gotta think
we're
of
due
a,
for one. Yeah.
We're due for a cool one. I'll think a good one. All right. What's the first thing you go for?
If there's anything that's peanut butter filled.
Oh,
I'm going for that.
You're going for that?
Because that's not like Reese's peanut butter, even though I do like that.
Uh-huh.
If there's peanut butter in those, it's actual like creamy peanut butter in there.
Okay.
I will go for that first.
Colin, we always buy that big box and set it out Christmas Day when all the family comes over. We'll have 30-plus people over. It'll be finished by that day. Good call.
Well,
good
there
call.
You go. That makes sense.
So you got to have an occasion like that.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right. What do you go for?
Caramel. If I know there's caramel in the middle of it, I am grabbing it.
I wanted to buy it just to see what the legend or the grid or whatever it looked like, if it shows you exactly what each one is. Now, me, I get pawned off on me because I'm the only one who likes it in our family, and I'm weird here. I like the coconut.
I knew you were going to say that.
Coconut's not bad. Coconut's
so
decent.
Many people hate the coconut. Coconut Ugh. is... last place. I mean, coconut is, you know, it's no, an eighth round pick.
The cherries are last place.
See, why the cherries last place? Because the congealed form of them, and they're a little bit, they leak a little bit.
37 years old for all I know.
It could be.
And it's been embalmed in that cherry juice that tastes like cough syrup.
It's just like muck in there.
Yeah, no thanks.
It's not a real, it's not what you think of like a cherry and, you know. Yeah.
If we had a Whitman sampler draft, that is a street free agent.
It's like I don't mind the cherry. There's a lot of goop to it. You gotta suck it up a little bit.
No, thanks.
I don't mind it. I don't mind. It looks like, you know what it looks like? Like when a frog, or like when a, like the gel inside of an egg. Like it looks like a science project.
A little bit.
Sort of.
Yeah,
like
a little bit,
something's born, like an embryo is what it looks like. Okay, so what else is it? So there's the chocolate. There is the cherry one. There's the caramel. There is the coconut, which I like.
Anything? Do they have the ones where like the nuts are like clumped together in caramel and then covered in chocolate?
See, I like
those.
Called
like
turtles.
The turtles?
Yeah.
I'll crush
give
those.
Me those. Zeiss's ass could eat 72 of those. See, Zeiss is one of those. I won't have it, but if you put it in front of them,
this is pretty good.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to have another. Oh, no. Just one more.
He'll eat all 72. I do like that turtle one.
Yeah,
that
those
is
are good.
Very good.
You know what I discovered? Not related to Whitman's and the samplers and the candy
boxes.
I'm getting
all kinds of texts here. How many people? Oh, maple. Artificial maple's the worst artificial taste, people are saying. Worse than cherry. Well,
this leads down the path of my sister-in-law for Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
Got a big bag of pecans, right?
Oh.
Already shelled pecans.
Okay.
You drizzle them in maple syrup, real maple syrup, and then you bake them in the oven for a little bit. Oh my God, six pounds.
That's a lot of work, though, isn't it?
I don't know. I didn't have to do the work, so I ignorantly just sat there and shoveled them into my mouth.
I did not realize it. The who would buy this thing led to a bunch of texts saying, family tradition, we buy this,
okay.
We put it out for our party. Whitman's is a big deal. No more chocolate-covered cherry disrespect will be tolerated. I agree on that text line. People, it's not the cherry, it's the consistency you don't like of that. It's the goopiness.
It's everything inside the chocolate that I don't like.
It's too
and those
slimy.
Things are
send them my way.
I
will
buy
your
means.
Chocolate-covered cherries all day.
I don't want the slime.
It absolutely ruins the whole box for me. It really does.
Wow, there is a goop to it. You're right. I mean, there definitely is a goop to it.
And again, you're talking about the ones where like they have the map or the legend, so
you know
what it is. So I'm not. If I see chocolate covered cherry, obviously I'm not going to take it. I'm talking about those ones that don't have any label on them.
You just got to guess. Yeah.
And you got that's the worst.
Yeah, it is.
The
worst.
Cherry looks like a blood clot. Here you go.
Yes. Exactly.
Here we go. I like it. How about raspberry filled? You get in there with the raspberry every once in a while. How about the orange? You ever have that orange?
Like
real
the orange
tart?
Cream?
Yeah, it's the real tart orange.
So that's all right. I mean, it's not the best.
I'm telling you.
Seventh round draft pick.
Coconut. Give me the coconut.
Coconut's a solid second day pick.
The cherry in those isn't a cherry. It's that paste completely, 100% artificial paste that tries to be a cherry. Those are the texts.
It's like something that somebody would like cough up if they're dying. That's what it looks like in there.
I'll eat it. I'm okay with it.
Ugh.
That cherry is good. A lot of times the cherry one is in the middle. Like they
sometimes,
circle, like that is that it's the crown jewel.
If that's the crown jewel of your box of chocolates,
uh-huh.
My God.
Yeah, no
I'm all right with it.
I feel for you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.